I'm Seth Futel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are moving higher on Wall Street after a closely watched report suggested the job market remains solid enough to keep the economy going, but not so strong it'll spike inflation. The S&P 500 added 0.4% in the first hour of trading Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 59 points. It's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 0.6%. Treasury yields fell in the bond market. Traders became more confident that the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates again at its next meeting in 2 weeks. Lululemon soared almost 16% after reporting profits that easily beat Wall Street's forecasts. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 4.15%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,